Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This podcast is dedicated to George Butterworth, who passed away in July.
Yeah, most of you will know George. He was always at Phil the Force Day. He is the poster boy for the Superman picture that we use quite a lot. He's also been Chewbacca, I believe, in a Millennium Falcon, and Batman in a Batmobile. So, George will be missed. We love you lots, buddy. Thank you.
And all our thoughts to Donna and Mark and the rest of your family. We're with you guys.
Hello.
Hello.
And here we are again, week three.
Week three. Well, it's episode three. This is week 27. The speed we're doing them.
Oh right. Okay. Why is there three of us? There's three of us.
There's three of us. We've got a guest.
Are we?
Well, no. Oh, we're getting bigger. We've got guests coming on and everything.
Are we?
Yeah. Anyway, what's your name? We haven't introduced ourselves.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Your name is name.
Surely you know who I am. I am JJ.
And I am Simon.
And who's that?
And this is...
Rachel.
Rachel.
And Rachel's our social media lady.
Hi.
She's done a social what?
Social media.
Ah.
Yes, that thing that...
What's that mean? She watches videos of cats.
No, it's the fastest way to turn someone into far-right politics, but we won't get into that.
No, I just watch TikTok anyway. Yeah, that's what I do all day.
So it is cats. Okay, yeah. That's fine. All right, brilliant. Right, so we're here today to talk a bit about social media and how it benefits the event and what we do with it. So okay. We thought we'd bring Rachel in today as a special guest to talk about her role as a volunteer within sort of the Feel the Force Day setup, how long she's been doing it, what she thinks about what she's done, and at the end of we might give her a school report. Well, last time out, given Rachel's first go at doing this, we had 2,000 people come to the event, and I was very happy with that, considering where we came back from. So, hello, Rachel, welcome.
Hi, welcome. Welcome to everybody.
Yeah,
so, it's my first time doing social media.
It is.
So,
hang on, I should just tell everyone she's brought notes, because she's... worried about saying the wrong thing.
Yeah, I am nervous. I'm going to say to everybody,
You'll be
fine,
my love.
It's the first time I've spoken, so...
I'll keep me clothes on.
Normally, you're the quiet person behind the keyboard, aren't you? And the number of times people go, thank you, JJ, or thank you, Simon.
Yeah, I can be
quiet.
And
they're actually talking to you.
So, social media. So, you asked me to do social media about a year ago. And the first week of doing social media, I looked at what I had to do. And I looked at it and I thought, this is too hard, because my career was childcare. I've been in childcare 33 years, looking after children in a preschool and a nursery. So what did I know about doing social media? I knew about caring and looking after children, neurodivergent children, lots of different children from different cultures, and I had to use inclusion in all my care. So I knew about the caring side, but I didn't know much about computers, except for doing reports. So when you asked me, I thought, I can't do this.
So you're saying that you came into it completely cold. You'd never really done any... The reason I asked you was because every time someone adds me on Facebook or something like that, they're already friends with you.
Yes.
Every single time. More people in this local area than I think anyone I've ever met, to the point where we just assume that you already know them now whenever someone adds me on Facebook. Yeah. So I thought, well, she might not think that she's doing this well already, but she kind of already is, and that's why I invited you to take part and do it.
Well, as you know, I spend a lot of time on TikTok making videos, and I spend a lot of time on Facebook and all the other social media. So that's where I got all the little things and making videos of myself being silly, because I'm very creative and imaginative and slightly silly. And I thought to myself, actually, I should be able to do this. I spoke to my husband and I wrote something out. I tried a couple of videos and he goes, you can do it.
Yeah.
So I put my first one on. I used CapCut for lots of videos and images, and made sure that I use inclusivity.
Well, let's get into that. So, right. So when we started out back in the old days,
yeah,
2013, basically the only way to make sure that the event would grow and develop was to use Facebook.
Yeah.
What is it? Twitter was a kind of the only. Twitter was basically for journalists, and TikTok didn't exist. Instagram was nebulous at best.
The entire roundup for the first Fill the Force Day was all Facebook.
All Facebook.
There was no newspaper. There was no outside press. It was just Facebook.
Yeah. And I still have now. Do you remember back in the beginning I set up Hootsuite?
Mm-hmm.
And it was back when it was free. And you didn't have to pay thousands for it, which I haven't looked, but it was a lot of money last time I checked. And basically I still get memories of all the different posts that we set up saying
back then, yeah,
remember that Warwick
that.
Davis is coming to our event, remember that, you know, you can get your tickets here, anyone can come along,
this
is
our amazing
policy. And we just set up maybe 1,000 posts to go out over the next few months. I'm pretty sure I lost some friends on the way there, but because it's just coming out of my personal Facebook at that point. So it all started with, you know, getting the message out through social media, because that's all we had. We didn't even have money for printing posters or anything.
But then that works for our audience, because a lot of guys are on the phones, they're on the computer. If they don't go out, they've got the computer at home. So it's a regular tool that they use, that they see.
Yeah.
And when I started doing the live in the baths, which was a bit of a joke, but then I was getting 200-300 views.
Yeah. I remember. And because then we did a live in the bath together. And
I wish I'd seen that.
Yeah, I think you'd be pleased you didn't.
And it just worked because it's where they were. You know, they're all sat at home, maybe not got support or something to do, and they're sat on the computer. So it was the way to attack our audience. Well, not attack, but you know what I mean. We'll reach our audience.
There we go. Do you want me to edit that bit and maybe bleep the word attack out? And this is why JJ isn't in charge of the social media anymore. So we've done years and years of, you know, developing the social media and getting a bit of a brand up there. We've had our ups and downs in terms of logos and what it would look like. Some of the stuff was amazing. Some of the stuff...
Terrible,
that's right. Most of the terrible stuff, I have to say, was my doing and me getting a bit overambitious, but that's okay. Anyway, it culminates in, well, by the time we're bringing the event back in, you know, 2023, and we're talking about starting to bring the event back after the pandemic, the world has moved on.
Yeah.
Some people have now gone, and therefore we don't have anyone running the social media anymore. And I've got a full-time job, which I didn't really have before. I was working for myself before, and you've got other things going on as well.
Yeah.
So we need someone to run the social media for us, and that's why I sort of came over to you, Rachel, and said, you know, would you mind doing this for us, since you've just retired, age 25 or whatever it is you are now.
51, proud of it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, not jealous at all. Anyone else jealous of retiring at 51? Producer Steve? Yeah, very, I thought so. Yeah, there we go. So I thought I'd give you a shout and ask if you fancy doing it. And the fact that you came into it cold and you never really done this before was amazing, the way that you picked it up. Do you want to talk a little bit about sort of what you've learned while you've been doing it?
Well, since I've been doing it, I've learned a lot of stuff. I've learned how important this Comic Con is to a lot of people, especially the families, the returning families, which I got to meet in May, which I think is the most important thing that Fill the Force Day is. The children and the adults who get to experience the different areas, the tabletop feely areas.
Touch tables.
Sorry, blonde moment.
It's all right.
All those areas and the different experiences around the cathedral this year, to see you and JJ, Simon and JJ, again, and to see all the shows that's geared up for them, the pantomime, the singing, to perform as well.
So doing social media well is a bit of an art form,
yes,
isn't it? I mean, you've seen JJ over the years, where it's gone right and where it's gone wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. It's a learning curve.
Definitely is. Mm. So coming in completely cold, do you think there's anything you've learned about running social media itself that's been, you know, a particularly sort of insightful moment for you? Is there anything about it in particular that you found?
I think trying to make it inclusive all the time. We have a lady in the volunteers who's deaf. She told me about writing up our captions black on white, to show that it's easier to read. So that was important for me to know, and it was lovely for her to tell me, so then I could make it more clear.
Yeah, because we tried to do like the really sort of pretty graphics and lots of sort of creativity with the word,
no
but
good.
Actually, it's no good if you're using a screen reader, and it's no good if you're trying to, if you've got a, sort of a, some kind of visual impairment that means that you struggle to read that, or you know, something on those lines. I've been told off for this in the past when I've designed posters and stuff.
Yeah, we all have.
And also we found that this year we were trying to put subtitles on our interviews, and with the background noise it didn't work, so we know for next year not to have so much of the background noise, so we can make it more readable.
I think producer Steve and the guys at PCR discovered that as well when they put themselves right next to the stage for all of the interviews that they did.
Yeah.
And they couldn't hear anything. There's an interview of me and I can't hear myself in it.
Yeah, so I think that's definitely something we need to look at for next year. We did find. And also about when we write up the posts, having the just small descriptions and having gaps between so it's more readable, because long descriptions, people just read the first few lines and then just disappear and don't look at the rest.
Are there, so back in the old days you used to have to do, there's something on a document called alt text, which is where you can put in a description of what that image is that you're putting into a Word document or something, and if you're then using a screen reader, that text is picked up by the screen reader and it describes what that
clever.
Is Nowadays it's AI, we'll just pick up that picture and describe it to you anyway, but back in those days you had to. Historically, Facebook in particular, I'm not a social media wizard by any stretch of the imagination, but Facebook in particular never used to have that function, so you couldn't put an alternative text in. So I don't know if you remember, but Claire used to do like a image description and then post it as the first comment underneath the picture whenever we did it.
Yeah.
And that was mostly because Aaron, who's one of our visitors who's blind, has sort of said quite a few times, he said it to us, to be fair to him.
What
is this a picture of? Can you explain it to me? Please put some kind of alternative text on it.
Yeah.
Have you discovered, while you've been doing the social media for us, that there's any facilities like that now available? Is there anything just happens nowadays, or is it?
I think I'm still learning a lot, and that our followers, some of them are telling me things that I can do, and I'm learning from them as well, because things are coming up, you know, links to Instagram as well. You know, somebody told me that can you put that in your biography, because that would be easier for us to read.
Yeah.
You know, people are coming in my messages to tell me
that's
a better way, and I'm learning from our followers as well, because I haven't got that experience, but we can make it better every year, and also obviously Googling and things like that. It makes it more organic when we're learning from each other.
Yeah, and they tell us and they help us, and then by doing that we can help them. If they find out about technology, which is changing all the time, if they hear about it and it's something that we can use, then somebody will tell us somewhere. How have you dealt, I don't know if we've had much of this, but how have you dealt with any, is it trolling?
Well, I haven't come across much of it.
Okay, good.
During my time on the social media. There has been comments that people have said. So I tend to just delete the comment if it's something about a person or the event. And if it's something about the event that they're not happy about, the parking, we've got to pay parking, expensive. What do we, you know, we didn't have to at the old place. Yeah. Then I'll give them a suggestion of what to do and where the parking's cheaper, and throw them a map.
That's all you can do.
So yeah, we had a suggestion.
There was a load of that at the beginning, as soon as we announced that we was going in the cathedral.
Yeah.
Can I park there?
Yes.
Am I allowed to?
The amount of messages I got. Can we park on the grass at the cathedral?
No, you can't park at the cathedral. It was built 800 years ago.
And this was before we'd put anything out about anything. Yeah. I was getting all these messages. But if you're in town and there's no food vendors, where am I going to eat? Meanwhile, you're in the centre of town.
Yeah.
Take your pick. Go to Asda, buy a loaf of bread.
I saw on my social media today a memory from years and years ago where someone had basically trolled us. And the implication was, last week we talked about, the finances and things, we started to touch on the finances. And the implication was that there must be more money in this than you're letting on, and where's it all going?
No.
And I'm sat there going, not this again. Here we go.
Not at all.
So I was... And I remember getting so annoyed at this person. Just, it wasn't even said, it was more kind of implied in what they're saying. And they got me on a bad day, and I was just ready to jump on them. And I basically, virtually at least, had to be held back from saying anything before I just tore the entire thing down. You get me on a bad day on the social media platforms, and I'll happily say exactly what I think. And then that's why we've now delegated out to Rachel, who doesn't have bad days like me, where she wants to tell everybody to get lost.
But, I have it with my husband sometimes.
Yeah, well, you're allowed to with Fred. That's fine. That's fine. So is there, a way that you can maybe control what the trolls can post? Because I noticed a few times this year, we'd announce a guest, and somebody would say something about that guest, whether it was... about, they've been here before, or I've never heard of them, or something like that. And that's the nature of what you get with these events. You can't have heard of every potential celebrity in the world. And we do have people come back, a few times or something like that.
Yeah, and we like that.
And we like that, because, we like a regular crowd. They're nice.
We know we can vet it on Facebook. We just haven't done that before. You can stop it.
So what I guess I'm asking really is... you've been really quick to act on it.
Yes,
I noticed, it gets put up there. Somebody says something, and within about 20 seconds, you've already got it covered, and it's either been deleted or responded to.
I usually watch
a
post afterwards that I schedule. There is times that I haven't, but it's something we can look into, isn't it? Especially guests, so they don't say anything horrible about the guests and things.
I kind of like the open, flowing nature of the conversations we have online, really, because I think it gives people a chance to get some momentum up behind it.
Exactly.
And for the cost of maybe having the odd troll here or there, and I have to say, often, I'm referring to these people as trolls, but in reality it's often me being a bit short-tempered and maybe hungry.
Opinions.
And it's just they've got an opinion that differs from something I'd like to hear. So to be fair to them, they're probably not even really trolling, they're just saying something I don't like.
I mean, It's there to have their opinion, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly.
Some people don't want to see some people, or they've seen them.
It's similar to what you've just sort of said about how you've kind of developed the narrative and how you develop the content that you're putting out there. You're listening to the people that are receiving it, understanding and responding.
Yeah.
So it's we're co-producing the narrative that goes alongside the event that we're also co-producing with the people who are coming to it. So it's an interesting kind of almost continuation of the same theme, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, we're now going to take a quick break, and I'm going to eat my sweets, and we'll be back in a minute.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back. So, in this second half of this particular podcast, we wanted to really get into... some of the specifics of the event and how you build a bit of hype around the event going up to it, and what you do in terms of promoting the event as we get closer to the day and speed things up. So do you want to talk a bit about what kind of plan you developed to sort of post things? Because I remember you asking me if I liked some of the designs you'd done and things like that. So do you want to talk a bit about what your plan was and how you did it and how you sped things up towards the day?
I think a good thing to start with is a countdown. Putting a countdown on the event page is a good thing. So people put it in their diaries and then build it up and do it daily by the time you get to the event.
Yeah.
The special guests, we did a silhouette of the person, something that looked like the person, and putting a few little objects around that person.
Yeah, that was
fun. Like teasers. Yeah, some little
teasers. And even some of our other special guests who had already been announced had their own guests. And they said, oh, that looks like one of my you know, person I've worked with.
Is it this person? Cool.
So they enjoyed that as well. So, and it was good. A lot of people started guessing, you know, silly guesses.
Just out of interest, was it Clem doing a lot of the commenting? And
yes.
Someone
and Tina as well.
Yeah, I thought it might be.
Good old Clementina. Clementina.
Clementina.
There's a double action episode coming. There you go. Hello, guys. Welcome.
And obviously, we had bands that played and Shine.
Yeah,
they love them and things like that, showing what acts were coming on the day and little videos, and showing past videos of the last Feel the Force Day events and old special guests who support us, and you know, pictures of Jason Momoa
so there's a story here.
Right, of all the people we've met, it seems to always go
back to Momoa. Yeah, do you know why this is though? You know what
this story is? Yes, I know why it is.
Should we tell everyone?
I wasn't there that day, I was at home.
No, you missed out that day. So, we went to the London Film and Comic Con a few years back, and we went to basically fundraise for the event. You know, Showmaster's been really kind to us over the years, given us a spot, and we fundraise for Feel the Force Day. It's been really good, and the volunteers come along and they help, but they also basically get a nice day out as well, so it's not all hard work. Anyway, that particular year, Jason Momoa was there, and Noah, who's Rachel's son, had been kind of volunteering with Feel the Force Day for a couple of years at that point. And so Rachel and Fred, obviously Rachel and her husband, came along with him and sort of helped volunteer that day as well, because we had a bit of space. Turns out, I didn't realise that Rachel has a bit of a thing for Aquaman.
Who doesn't?
Well, yeah, fair enough.
I go with that for the record, but you know, not least because he's a little good bit looking bloke. Look like that. Anyway, he is a good looking man. Very good looking man. Managed to get herself to go and see Jason Momoa, managed to get to the front of a queue somehow with her husband and her son.
No, my husband didn't come.
Oh, did Fred not?
No, just I left son. Him.
Oh, sorry. So
why would I take my husband to see Jason Momoa?
Well, the next part of this story is the funnier bit.
It was Matt. Matt was the key.
Oh, yeah. So Matt gets you to the front of the queue.
Yes, yeah.
All of you get to meet him. You get your photos taken with him. And there's a picture of you, Jason Momoa, and Noah. All together.
Yes.
So what did you do with that picture?
I cropped out my son and put a heart around me and Jason Momoa and put it on my profile picture on my Facebook.
And it was there for how many months?
Mr. and Mrs. Momoa. It was there for a month.
You cropped out your own Genius. Son in favour of Jason Momoa.
Yes,
but to be fair, I'd have cropped out Noah in favour of Jason Momoa as well.
That's the plus side of being a volunteer.
That is a plus side.
Well, yeah. Especially
I can't
with
promise
them,
that kind of experience, but it has happened.
Them fundraisers, you never know what's going to occur. Yeah.
We talked a bit about this last time, didn't we? Where, you know, loads of people. I remember I met Benedict Cumberbatch in passing.
Yeah.
He's nowhere near as tall as you think he should be. You think he'd be my kind of height. He isn't. He's more your height.
Yeah.
And, that was, like, slightly disappointing at how short he was.
What, because he was short?
Yeah, but it was... I noticed... I watched Sherlock a few months back, and it was alluded to that he's not as tall as people think by Martin Freeman's character.
Okay.
And so I can confirm that. He isn't as tall as you think, but there we are.
There you go. Anyway.
But if you put Jason Momoa was going to be... You're going to be able to see Jason Momoa, how many volunteers would you get?
I don't think we'd be struggling, no.
No.
I think we'd be all
exactly.
right.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah. Exactly.
Unfortunately, I can't guarantee it.
No, exactly.
He's popped
exactly.
up with them, don't he? Yeah. Some of them you can get near, some of them you can't.
Exactly.
Some of them are lovely, some of them don't want to know.
It's a nice segue, actually, speaking of not being able to guarantee things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what happens...
See, we've set this up.
I'm here.
Oh, here he is.
So what happens...
So putting his picture on...
When we've got to sort of not let people down, but tell people that guests can't make it, or... They've cancelled. what happens then? Although half the time we can't help that.
No, we don't. I think everybody comes to Feel the Force Day on goodwill.
Yeah.
Including our guests. And so sometimes, you know, there are disappointments in there where, you know, work gets in the way. But you find me a Comic-Con that hasn't had to announce that they've cancelled a big name guest at some point. That's just what happens. So we're no different to anyone else.
No.
So this year, I think day before or a couple of days before, we had a few, one thing after another, after another.
I got a text message from Sheila Reed where she'd she'd injured herself.
Yeah.
And therefore she couldn't make it to the event.
No.
And then it was...
But everyone was coming up to me and they were saying, please tell me Sheila's not here because she's filming Benidorm. Because there was all that hype at the moment. Said, no, sadly. No,
sadly, not true.
No.
Maybe it was and she was letting us down lightly. You never know. I mean, with any luck. I love
And
Benidorm.
Then another one of the guests fell over.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, bless him.
And very sadly, another one passed away.
That was a big shock.
God bless Simon Fisher-Becker.
So I guess the question really then is, how do you deal with that? Because the voice of our organisation, the voice of our event, is you.
Yeah. Well,
so what do you do?
Well, obviously, I'll discuss with you two first how we deal with it. We talk about it as a team, and then I would put it on and just explain that.
Yeah. That's the situation, and there it is. Just to let them know that there's nothing else that we can do.
No. I mean, we do try sometimes to find, if we can, we try to find replacement guests.
If we can,
but often, I mean, these things are quite short notice.
Yeah,
and you're a little bit stuck.
And every year we limit the guests, but we never limit the guests because we get excited. And if someone says they want to come, I just say yeah. If you want to come,
I know the bank account tells me that.
Yeah. And we go from we'll only have 10 guests this year, then we end up with 35. But why not? If people want to come, you know.
I think it's. I mean, we did say when we brought it back in for the last event that we were going to say, right, we're going to focus on the costumers. We're going to have a limited number of guests, you know, because we've got limited space compared to what we've had before, and that sort of stuff. By the time we finish, there's like 20 on.
Yeah,
which is about as many as we've ever had.
Well, I end up with people messaging me, and if it's from a franchise or something that I think would work, then I'm like, you know, why am I going to say no?
I'm often surprised by these things because when you tell me Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey will do all right at our event, I go, what's Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey?
Yeah, well, you probably watch TV twice a year, and it's normally Panorama, I expect.
Well, if I can find a decent one. Yeah. I prefer higher brow things than that.
But something like that was, I know everyone sort of laughed about it, sorry Craig, because it was poo-themed. Poo-themed.
We're back in the toilet again, aren't we?
It's got a massive following.
I wonder where you're going then.
Well, he might have, I don't know. I'll have to ask his wife. But no, it's got a big following. And it's also, it's one of them things in the years gone by when we announced that we was going to do horror and it all kicked off.
I love that moment. That was
you can't do horror. They're disabled. Like, meanwhile, don't even go there.
I had to write a policy for that. I had to write that. That's more social media I had to do, was to publicise this. So we started off with... we said that we'd like to do some horror stuff at the event. Or people had asked us if they could bring horror things to the event.
It's a film and TV convention.
And we started putting it out there that, you know, we might consider bringing some of this stuff in. And some of the comments we got...
It blew right up.
You know, it really did. We're sitting there saying, you know, we've got... children on the autistic spectrum, and if there's a horror character there and they see it, they may well have a negative reaction to that, and we'll be dealing with that, and so you can't do it. And I totally accept that might be the case, completely. But then on the other hand, well, my autistic child really enjoys horror films. It's one of their favourite genres.
Yeah.
And so that would really make the day for them. Okay, well, how do we square that then? Right, so I had to basically go out and write a policy that said, what is an acceptable costume to wear,
mm-hmm.
what is an unacceptable costume, and what would be by sort of circumstance, what would we agree on a case-by-case basis.
Didn't we end up having it in an area?
we ended up with our horror zone, didn't we?
So, which if you wanted it, bits. You went in there. If you didn't want it, you didn't go in there. But yeah, it wasn't like.
But it wasn't. We're not Saw. Talking. Yeah, exactly. I was about to say that. It's not a Saw film.
It was like a garden centre. Like,
yeah, garden centre. Yeah.
At and Halloween. I like that because
yeah.
it was.
Yeah,
and we had Steve and his lovely wife, and they emptied their garage.
Yeah,
they brought amazing. Everything along, and I was getting responses from people that I didn't think I'd be getting responses from. So a lady that I do magic with called Jilly, there were spiders hanging on elastic. And when she went under them, they bounced on her head.
Yeah.
She loved it.
I saw Aaron enjoy the Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, and that wolf.
Yeah.
He absolutely loved feeling the wolf.
Because Steve and that know us, they know how the event works. You know, everything can be touched. Yeah. And, you know, there's time. You haven't got to rush them in and out and take your time, feel it move. And it's all, you know, part of the experience.
I think is what's interesting is that by listening to the people that are engaging with us online, listening to our audience through our social media channels, we actually managed to find a really nice little groove there that we could work within. So we're, on one hand, you know, the guys who might have a difficult reaction to something horror-orientated are not going to find themselves in that kind of situation. But at the same time, those who want to have that as part of the day can experience it.
Yeah.
And just by listening to our audience and understanding what it is they need and how we might be able to do it better, actually we created something that was better than we could have imagined it could have been. And it's always, you know, every time we've gone to a different venue or we've gone to put on a new event, there's always things to learn, things we'll do differently, things we could do better.
Also, it helps that we've got people that sort of understand the day.
Yeah.
So if somebody, you know, you come out the toilet and you walk into Freddy Krueger and somebody has a meltdown, they will know how to handle it or what to do or show the costume that it's just a mask or take the glove off. Or
there's a really important photo that I was sent by, I think it might... I've got two younger brothers, they're twins.
Mm-hmm.
There's Chris, who isn't disabled, and there's Matt, who is. And I was sent a picture by Chris years
ago. Both got a mouth like a flip-top bin.
They do both have a mouth like a flip-top bin. Yeah, it runs in the family, there we are. So Matt has always been terrified of people in masks.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what kind of mask you're wearing. You could be wearing a happy, happy mask or a clown or something horrifying or something else. He's always been terrified of them since we were kids and right up into adulthood. And then we started doing Feel the Force Day, and then we started going to other comic cons, we started meeting costumers and people in some really complicated costumes and things like that, and exposing Matt to it more and more over time. Anyway, there's a picture that I might see if I can post it on the podcast so people can see it, of Matt.
Not with a monkey.
No, with like a terrifying clown. My brother, Chris, next to him in a terrifying clown mask.
Right.
Like full on pulling the pose. And Matt is smiling and laughing. And that's the first time he's ever really done it. And it took years of, you know, going to Comic Cons, meeting people in costume, being a bit scared, being slightly less scared. And eventually he got there and...
That photo that I just mentioned is one of him with one of the Planet of the Apes monkeys, and he's major panic.
Yeah, like, yeah, at first, yeah, terrified of it at first. But then over a period of time, he's managed to just almost learn to tolerate it and now has a great time.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And now he spends most of his time dressed up as Wonder Woman when he comes to the event. Which
I think the balance at a Comic Con between scary masks and women in low-cut tops. I think that helps Matt.
I mean, the thing that gets him in is the women in the low-cut tops.
Yeah.
He was a strong proponent of Leia in the sleigh bikini.
That's why he goes. Yeah. All the photos I've got of him are with Wonder Woman or...
Just... Or as Wonder Woman.
Or as...
with Princess Leia or as Princess Leia. Yeah. He came to one of the events one year and he turned up dressed as Wonder Woman. It's a brilliant costume. You and him had done the business on it. And his girlfriend was there.
Yeah.
And Matt's not had a lot of girlfriends over the years, but he did that year. She came over, she saw him dressed as Wonder Woman. She went, "Matt, I don't want to be with you anymore." She left him and he's never seen her since. That was about 8 years ago. And he's like, "Matt, are you upset about that?" "No."
No. Not at all. But he asked, he says to me, have you got any costumes? What have you got that I can borrow? And then he's like, me, woman. I said, yeah, you wear what you want, mate. If you want to go as a woman, I'll give you an option.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Between the two of you, we've got it covered, haven't we? So we've actually sort of nicely led on to the stuff that happens during the day. Because you did a load of stuff with Sophie this year.
Yes, I did.
Videoing different parts of the
event. And that was off the cuff, really, wasn't it?
Yeah. And that's good, though, and highly important, because we do get a lot of people that are ill and they can't make it.
Yeah.
Which is annoying, but that way they can still be included and they can still feel like they're part of it.
So I took a few videos through the day, which I didn't know what I was going to be doing on the day, but I took some videos, didn't
I? Because
I was volunteering, doing helping and directing and things like that. Yeah. And then you needed someone to do the social media, help with social media, because unfortunately we had somebody poorly who couldn't be here. So you asked me to do the interviews as well.
Yeah.
So,
that was Rich. Yeah. So previous years, Rich has done, like he's basically created as a Field of Force Day channel through the day. He's done interview guests and things like that. He's really, really good at it, and he's done it for ages. But I can't remember exactly when he messaged me, but he messaged me shortly before the event and said, I'm really sorry, mate, I'm not very well and I can't make it this time. So we're kind of like, right, now what do we do? So that's when I said to you, right, how do you fancy being thrown in completely at the deep end with no experience of this thing either, but you're in charge of social media, so go on, it's your job.
Yeah, but I was happy. I had Sophie to help me. She had some media.
She's my cousin. Sophie is, she went to drama school.
Yeah, drama school.
You never know.
Oh, I think
apart from all the times, you definitely know. You should have known her when she was about 14 or 15. You couldn't stop her dancing.
Her interviewing was very good.
She sounds like she should be Hermione Granger in Harry Potter.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah, she's got that kind of
accent. When I saw hers and mine, I thought, oh. But then I thought to myself, no, she's had lots of experience of doing the interviewing. And I did think to mine, oh, I did open-ended questions, but there's sometimes I just went, okay. But now I've been watching loads of interviews online and trying to up my technique if I have to do it next year. So hopefully, if I do a bit next year,
then... Well, you're definitely going to be doing a bit next year.
It's nice to create memories and also get it out.
I have been practicing. So hopefully...
Have you been videoing any of that practicing?
No, but I will.
Doing outtakes.
I will do. Okay, all right, I'll do that.
It's the same as everything else we do. So, we started off 2013 with this little event at an inaccessible building, not really having a clue what we were going to do. My first Comic-Con I ever went to, the first accessible one we ever did.
Yeah.
And look what we turned it into. You start off having never done any kind of, I know technically not professional, but professional social media, spent the last year doing it, and look where you've come from and where you've got to over that period of time. It's amazing. And then just on the day being thrown in at the deep end and saying, right, the guy who was going to do the interviews is sick, so I need you in there now. Go on, off you pop.
And even now it continues to grow, and there's still a whole world out there that don't know about it.
Yeah, and that's, I think there's some, well, that's again another nice segue into what happens after the event. Because after the event, we've then got so much content that can be chopped up.
It goes on for weeks and weeks.
So how did you find the week or two following the event?
Well, I was on a high for a very long time. Really long time. Mm. It's the best thing I've ever did.
Yeah.
Except for my wedding day, of course.
You've got to say that.
I was waiting for you to put the birth of my son in
And the birth of my son, of course. And the birth of my son.
He comes a distant third.
Yeah. Got to say that. My stepson, of course.
I think because you see a lot of photos of precious moments that you didn't see on the day.
Yeah. Loads of photos we put in an album, and then everybody's photos that I'd seen that people had taken, we put in the photos as well, because it was nice to just capture them because they would have got them.
I meant to ask you, so every year we create something called Feel the Force Day, whatever the event, photo bomb as a group. And every time we do that, we then tell everybody through the page that if you want to share your photos so other people
put them
into this group, and then you're giving up the rights to your copyright.
Yes,
anyone can use them for any purpose. And we can use it for marketing and other stuff as well. Yeah. And people have always done that. I didn't create the group this year.
I think it was either me or Claire.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah. I was sat there going, I've always done that and someone else has taken care of it. I don't have to worry. It's amazing.
I think it might have been me.
Oh, okay. Brilliant.
And I took the photos from there to put them in the album.
Right.
Yeah. Because then everybody can see them.
Yeah, it's a good dump bin. It's a good place to put everything so you know it's all there.
Yeah. So then, you know, just ask them, can I put them in the chair?
Weeks later, you go looking for a picture and you can't find them.
And that's our marketing material for the next 12 weeks leading up to the following event, isn't it?
So and then we shared the feedback from the volunteers as well and put them there because there was new volunteers. You know, I have volunteered for London and it was nice to see my husband's as well. He was a new volunteer for here. Peterborough, so it was nice to see his.
Yeah, we had a proper crew of volunteers this year. Amazing.
Guys I'd never met as well. Yeah. Guys I'd never met before and just decided to. And that's, I mean, that's credit to Claire and Emma and the work that they've done to develop our volunteering.
And my sister even volunteered and she absolutely loved it. She goes, I'm doing it next year.
Yeah.
She absolutely loved it.
I think Emma's
it.
Sister, Yana,
she loved it.
And then Debbie Drain, who used to work at the college.
Oh, even my mother-in-law came.
Brilliant.
And, she's always known we've done these events, but in the lead up to the event, she messaged me and said, right, I'll bring my own chair so I've got somewhere to sit. And do I need to bring my pinny if I'm working on
the cake? Yeah, so I remember seeing her behind the counter when I want to get
a
bit
she
of cake.
Thought, this for me was perfect because she genuinely thought it would be like a school fete.
Wow.
Because that was the kind of the way that we tried to get it out there. It was a bit like a school fete. But she thought it was like a school fete to the extent that she thought she'd have to bring her own chair like you would at a school fete, a big chair or something, and she'd need to wear a pinny because she's working the bake stand or something like that. And she got there and I went, yeah, you really didn't need to worry about this because I know it's supposed to feel like this, but trust me, it's going to be very different. And by the end of it, she's like, I had absolutely no idea the scale of this. I didn't realise how big it would be.
No,
this is amazing.
Don't.
It's the first time she's ever been.
Yeah.
So.
And this year was reasonably quiet compared to other years.
Well, I mean, it was busy all day long.
Yeah, it was constant.
Like, as the shops shut, I think.
And I think because it was a natural flow. I think
there was a football match on, was it? Was there an England match on the same day?
You're asking me about football. Meanwhile.
I don't know, Rachel, do you know?
No, I think it... I can't remember.
I'm sure there was...
I know there was a vegan market.
The FA Cup final.
Yeah.
It was the day of the FA Cup final, so we had two kind of lulls in people coming through. Sort of around about 3 o'clock as the match kicked off, where people had gone home to go and watch the match. And then around about 5:30 when the shops shut. Then it's died off again as well. But I mean, we always get that. There's always a kind of...
You didn't
like,
overly notice it, to be honest.
No.
So things like that, feedbacks from the volunteers, feedback from the people who came to Field Force Day, from people who'd visited the first time and visited all the time, you know, from their parents. So
it's interesting it's to kind of be able to take that feedback, take that information... and really improve the event because this year was the first time in the cathedral. I thought it went off brilliantly.
The response was amazing
but I'm sure there's things, if we were being honest, we could probably find to improve on it, maybe about the layout or the way that we did X, Y or Z, whatever it might be, so that next year's event is even bigger and better. Basically that takes us nicely on to kind of the main point of this podcast in general, which is if you were building a Comic-Con from scratch, if you're doing your own Comic-Con today from scratch and with the benefit of all the knowledge and experience that we've developed over the years we've been doing ours, is there like something you would tell yourself going in that you wish you knew at the beginning and you know now?
So for me, I think the answer is building a community and learning from that community, and then you can all work together towards the same thing.
Yeah.
Hark at that.
Check you out.
Yeah, that sounds like Martin Luther King.
Very philosophical.
Yeah, well, I think it is, because we all learn from each other. Well, yeah, I don't pretend to know everything. None of us do.
No.
You might get somebody come with a certain disability that you don't know about, so it's up to you to inquire or learn how you can make things better for that person and everyone.
It's gaining knowledge all the time, isn't it?
Yeah,
all the time. And it's just basically listening to our people, basically.
For instance, the year, I can't remember their names and they're going to moan at me for this, but the year the lady turned up in the hospital bed and everyone's saying, oh, she's in a bed.
Now what do we do? She's in a bed.
What do we do? She's in a bed. Just Ask him. Ask what you need to do. We didn't know.
It's what I said last time about, does Matt have sugar in his tea?
Yeah. Exactly.
Ask him.
Yeah. Ask him. But every year they come, that bed gets bigger. It gets more and more lights and things put on it.
I think it's amazing. The number of times I remember, I can't remember their names either, but husband came as Han Solo and she came as Princess Leia.
Yeah.
It was great.
She looked amazing.
She looked amazing. It was a fantastic costume.
I went to kiss her and then I was like, oh,
and
no.
And didn't she have like Millennium Falcon things on her bed as well?
I wonder what he's going to say then.
Easy.
Maybe. I don't know. I remember her in that bikini.
Yeah.
And going up to give her a kiss and then like, oh, no.
No touching.
Can't touch her.
Yep. That's it. That's why she's in the bed.
Yeah.
Leave her alone. Yeah. It's exactly that listen to your community. If you're starting a Comic-Con tomorrow and you want to know how to do social media well, the fact is it's the most powerful tool you've got to reach out to the people that are going to come along to your event. It's the best way of communicating. It's a two-way system as well. They can tell you what you don't know and you can tell them what they don't know.
Learn
from each other. It's not just about marketing and advertising. It's not just about saying the right thing all the time, because God knows we don't always say the right thing and we have to edit what we're saying or something on those lines. But it's a really good way to engage and manage, you know, the audience that you've got and learn from them and develop something new out of it.
Totally.
There we go. How to Build a Comic-Con Episode 3, Social Media. Thank you, Rachel, for coming
in.
Boom, indeed. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, that's
really
okay.
Appreciate
it's been great.
It.
I
got over my nerves.
I think she's Basil Brush, isn't she?
Boom.
That's a rock. Boom. I love
Basil. You were really nervous when we started, weren't you?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, how do you feel
boom.
Now?
Boom. Why are we saying boom all the time?
Can we get Basil Brush in? Can he be a guest?
Well, we could ask. Boyle says boom. Anyway.
Yeah.
There's a Brooklyn Nine-Nine quote.
No, you know Basil Brush,
do
you?
Yeah, I do.
Basil Brush.
And I know people that know Basil Brush.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, he's never been to Phil the Force Day. One day, maybe.
Yeah, please.
Baldrick, maybe it was boom.
Basil Brush,
boom,
then.
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
That
was a poem, wasn't it?
That's a poem that Baldrick wrote. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
we've digressed again.
We do that. Yes.
Thank you for coming on.
Okay.
I'm glad you feel less nervous at the end than you did at the beginning.
Yes, yeah.
A bit like doing an exam, I suppose.
Isn't it?
Or a job
interview.
But we're pretty easygoing about things around here.
Are we going to be back for another one?
We are going to be back for another one. Don't know what we're going to talk about next time, but we'll come up with something, I'm sure, because that's pretty much how we've done this.
What about recipes for a slow cooker?
That's probably, we'll use that as a backup plan.
Okay, right.
Brilliant.
I'll get working on it.
Excellent. All right.
Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for coming. JJ, good night.
Good night.
Do I get paid?
No. You'll be lucky.
None of us do, trust me. Bye.
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 How to Build a Comic-Con was hosted by Simon Howard and JJ Lucia Wright. It was recorded and produced at the Peterborough Community Radio Studios in Hurlington, Orton, Melbourne, Peterborough.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.